Here's our TSN Jays analyst, Steve Phillips. What's up, Steve?
No, I'm telling you, your life has changed for the worse right now. You're in a heap of trouble right now.
Yeah.
Paternity leave, the honey-do list is going to be profound every single day right now. I feel bad for you.
Well, just move into the basement for 5 years. Seriously, I had three kids quickly. I should have moved into the basement for 5 years.
Why would I do that, though?
Because you're saving yourself getting yelled at.
Yeah, that's going to save me. Where have you been the whole day? I've just been in the basement watching baseball games and hockey games.
Playing video games.
Yeah.
Playing Fortnite.
Put some drywall up in a door and a fridge, and then that's your place.
Well, you know what happened here is that, like, my daughter goes to daycare, right? So my wife, when she was working, she'd go to work at 9. So I always used to take my daughter to daycare, but in the past couple of months, my daughter's been pushing for my wife to drop her off.
Yeah.
So they would leave at like 8:45.
You are clear.
And I am home free until I got to come in here for like 2:00. And I don't think it ever dawned on my wife like how much time there is between 9 a.m. and like 1:30 in the afternoon.
Solid 4 spot of
it's
hours.
It's a long time, and I'm just a free man. And I think it finally dawned on her. She's like, "You got a lot of time here. Like, why is the Christmas tree still up in March? Why is that happening?" So. Anyway, why is Vladdy Guerrero Jr. still in Buffalo, Steve?
Yeah, working on his defense, his base running.
Yeah.
I mean, look, here's the thing. It's you know, I think that the good part about it is with the oblique injury, they got past the April 12th, 13th date where they had to worry about the service time issue. They got him back healthy. That allowed them to sort of focus gently on his conditioning and his core conditioning and his exercises with that. The other thing is, I really do, as much as I know everybody wants guys to start off a day, it is much gentler on players to come up in season than it is on opening day. Less pressure, less sort of fanfare. You know, you've got the momentum of success at AAA behind you to be able to come up. And so I really do think it's a matter of days right now before he's up. And I think they probably do. They had a plan in their mind. They wanted to get a certain amount of at-bats, certain amount of defensive work, see a few things from him with that growth. The good thing is the bat's there. It's picked right up where it left off. I mean, he's hitting over 400 right now, 500 on base percentage, 824 slugging percentage. I mean, he's mashing. And so, it's a good thing. And it's just a matter of days, I think, before he is up.
Steve, different organizations handle players differently. If they're upset, they'll make it a public embarrassment type of thing. But as far as Vladdy goes, do you think they pull him aside regarding the weight? I do not know how much he weighs. I have an idea, and just said, let's not let this thing really get out of hand.
Yeah, I think it's been an ongoing issue, and it's not so much about weight as it is about longevity of career. Because my experience being around, listen, I had a couple of big guys on teams in the past. You know, I had Mo Vaughn, and for Mo Vaughn, what happened was he got so big that his knees deteriorated, and because his knees deteriorated, he couldn't condition, so he kept getting bigger. And I think for Vladimir Guerrero Jr., the idea is how can you maximize your ability and your performance? And I think that the injury really gave them that opening to further talk about it. And that's something they've talked about. They want to make it sort of a multifaceted approach that it's not just about, you don't have to go on a diet. It's about, eating appropriate nutrition, eating healthy and eating at the right times, eating the right sorts of foods and sort of bringing the family into all of that as well. And then it's going to come down to the sort of self-discipline of the kid. He's got a chance to be a star. Now, the thing may not know, his dad originally was in Dodgers camp in the Dominican Republic. And they cut him because he was sort of overweight. He wasn't in really good shape. And it was after that his dad, Vladimir Guerrero Sr., got healthy, lost some weight, trimmed down a little bit. And then next thing he's with the Montreal Expos and becomes a star. His son is a different body type. I mean, Junior is a different body type, but it comes down to what do you do to maximize your ability? He does need to tighten up his core to be better defensively, to run the bases better, and to have longevity in his career so he can have the best possible career that his talents allow.
With Steve Phillips, our Jays analyst, the Blue Jays just wrapped up a 4-game series in Minnesota. They won this afternoon. They take 3 of 4 out of Minnesota. They're now 7-12 on the season. But the American League East just doesn't even make any sense right now. Tampa is pitching at a level that is borderline unprecedented. They're off the charts. I think most people thought they would win a lot of games. They won 90-plus a year ago. The Yankees have almost everybody on the injury list, and the Red Sox are atrocious. They're brutal right now. Do you think this is all going to shake out the way we thought it would prior to the season, and it's just a matter of time before New York and Boston take off, or is it time to adjust what we feel is going to happen with the American League East?
Yeah, it's interesting. Some of the projections in Vegas and other places now have Tampa Bay actually winning the division, that they're starting to believe. And, you know, it's partly believing in the Tampa Bay Rays and then having the doubts about the health of the Yankees and the sort of hangover effect for the Boston Red Sox. Now, I'm not willing to change my prediction right now because I do believe in the back of the baseball card, right, that at the end of the year, you give a guy 162 games over the course of a season, he's going to play his number, whatever that number is of those games, that in the end, the good players average out at their career numbers by the end of the season, and that, you know, many of the Red Sox players who are underperforming will likely get to those numbers. You know, Chris Sale has an 8.5 ERA, and Mookie Betts is hitting 200. That's probably not going to sustain itself, right? There's that term regression toward the mean. When somebody's playing beyond their skis, you know it's going to sort of fall back to the pack. There's also progression toward the mean, that those star players will progress back to their average numbers, and that means that they've got a lot of good offense, a lot of good pitching coming their way. They've got a 6.01 team ERA to the Boston Red Sox. They have one starting pitcher with an ERA under 6. And that's David Price. Everybody else is over 6 or over. And so they're better than that. And they will play better than that. It's just it hasn't happened. But what it means is the Yankees are going to get healthy and they're going to play great. The Red Sox are going to bounce back and progress toward those numbers. So there's a lot of good baseball from a really hot Yankee and Red Sox team. But Tampa Bay is for real. And so I'm still going to say Yankees 1, Red Sox 2, Rays 3. But I'm not going to be shocked at all if the Rays end up 1 or 2 instead of 3, but I think all three of them likely make the playoffs in the American League.
So we had one of those old unwritten rule dust-ups this week between the White Sox and the Royals, and Tim Anderson hit a bomb, and then he...
Bad flip,
and he took his time getting around the bases, and of course, yeah. Kansas City wasn't happy about it, so he comes up later in the game, and he gets plunked, and what made this a little bit different than the other examples we've seen over the years was Randall Grichuk, for whatever reason, felt obligated to jump on Twitter. And Randall tweeted out yesterday, guys are getting a little excessive on pimping home runs, on meaningless home runs, too. Act like you've done it before one time. And then Tim Anderson jumps on Twitter responding to him, saying, put a name on it so we know who you're talking about. And then Grichuk responds to his tweet by saying, are you really responding to my tweet, shaking my head? If it wasn't intended for anyone specific, but clearly you responding shows you're guilty of something. What I find interesting about this is usually the pitchers stick together and the hitters stick together, but that doesn't seem to be the case. What do you make of this scene, Steve?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Amir Garrett, a reliever for the Cincinnati Reds, another guy like Grichuk, not part of the sort of controversy, he chimed in saying, man, these baseball players are effectively saying they're soft. They couldn't play any other sport. He said, I mean, this sort of thing goes on all the time. If you don't like it, then strike the guy out. If you don't like the bat, this is a pitcher saying it. If you don't like the bat flip, then instead of throwing at him, how about you make a better pitch and get him out? You guys all think, I mean, it's like in the NBA. This guy was a college basketball player, Amir Garrett at St. John's. It's like if you get posterized on a guy dunking on you, then you know what? Next time, try to block the shot. It's not, you know, let's fight over it. I think Randall Grichuk needs to mind his own business and stay out of it. I think he has no business commenting about it at all. And I understand what Tim Anderson said. What Tim Anderson was saying was, we know that what Grichuk was doing was applying what he tweeted to Tim Anderson. Anderson wanted to say it, and Grichuk, we all knew he said it. Well, I mean, the timing said it was about that. I don't care if a guy throws his bat up on a bat flip. Like I've got high school kids who are like, oh, one of the best things is when you trash talk a guy on the other team. And I'm like, they just beat you by 25 points. Like, who cares if you won the trash talk game if they won the game? Can we just go play? And if you don't like it, if a guy hits a home run against you, don't throw at him. How about you get him out next time? I just think, you know, why do we want to make vanilla players in this game? If guys want to celebrate and have fun, then instead, if you get mad about the celebration, don't get mad at that. Get mad at yourself that you didn't make the right pitch and go out there and get them out next time. The other thing that's stupid is you hit him, you're putting another guy on base. Like that's a double victory. The guy just homered against you once, and now you're putting him on base again because you hit him with a pitch. I don't know. I mean, I'm okay with celebrations now. I'm kind of old school. But we want kids to enjoy the game. What kids talk about is bat flips. I promise you this, next home run Tim Anderson hits against the White Sox, it is going to be epic. Or against the Royals, that bat flip is going to be epic. I cannot wait. And I think when the White Sox and Blue Jays play on May 10th, look for Grichuk to get plunked.
That'll be interesting. Yeah, they might. And then it's on whoever's on the mound for the Blue Jays to respond, and then the cycle will just continue.
That's a whole other argument, yeah. Throwing at a guy's head. It's like, what about a bat flip that's really that bad, but you can toss a baseball at his melon?
At 95 miles an hour.
Yeah, you got a chance to kill somebody because the guy flipped his bat and over-celebrated. Who cares?
Or even worse, tweeted.
Sends out a very passive-aggressive tweet, though, to be fair. Yeah. Like you said, Steve, Grichuk knew exactly who he was directing that at. Great stuff, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
Here's Steve Phillips, our Jays analyst.